Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for October 24th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our 2 at 2 in the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Quickly before our guest, Dan wants to chime in. Hi, Dan. Oh, sorry. Now go ahead. I got you up. Go ahead, sir. It's going well. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just, getting ready for work this morning. So, yeah, I just was listening. I've met talked to you and Kurt before. I met you guys at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
Okay.
In Las Vegas. I sat with you guys for a while and talked to you. There at the convention. Going to a retro plate day.
And Michael Moore says Kurt Crosby's a terrorist because he's a Trump supporter. Are you thinking that too?
Well, this is what I wanted to talk about. I'm up here in Seattle, and I spend a lot of time on the east side of the state, and I have family over there and friends over there, but I live on the west side of the state, and what concerns me is both sides are using the terms terrorist. And I really feel like we're just being primed for something we don't want. You know, that we're talking about the Battle of Athens and how GIs, how veterans, came back and saw exactly what they were trying to prevent elsewhere happening at home. The difference between that situation and now is we've had decades of both sides, the polarization happening in this country, being primed for that process to not go through.
I think you're right.
I think either.
And that's why I kind of point out that even though we talk about the Battle of Athens and other scenarios, and even though we talk about, hey, Hillary Clinton's kind of bordering on terroristic behavior because of her intentional funding and arming and training with Barack Obama of Iran, et cetera, that, it borders on terroristic ideas. However, especially when the communists are all backing, by the way, the communist USA party is backing Hillary Clinton. So, it borders to that. But you're right. We escalate. And at what point do we cross that Rubicon to where we can't return and both sides are so radicalized that an eventual hostility occurs? I agree. And that's what we warn against.
Absolutely. And it's, I think we really need to really think about just how paramount the issue is, just not for the sake of, our beliefs here at home, whether they be on the left, whether they be on the right. We also need to take a look at the international situation going on right now and our relations with Russia and China and the BRIC countries. And are we really willing to start a squabble with each other when we have these other countries that are fighting at the bit, knock us off? From the top.
And Dan, I would respond and say I stand for a humble foreign policy as George Washington had. We need to avoid these foreign entanglements. We need to defend America. We need to not be the nation's or the world's cop. We need to not fund, train, and arm peoples around the world. What we need to do is make America strong and safe and stable. And I don't really think anybody running for office, except for the Constitutional Party candidates, Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley, I don't think anybody's advocating for that view, but that's where I stand personally.
No, absolutely. Observe good faith and justice towards all nations and cultivate peace and harmony with all, right? George Washington.
Yes, sir. Agreed.
I absolutely agree. And I sit here being an Iraq veteran, seeing what 21st century warfare is like in somebody else's country and having the regrets of personally meddling in the affairs of others and seeing the consequences of it. I sit here at home and just have to sit between two sides and basically both think that, I'm off my rocker because I'm trying to be a mediator between people on the left and people on the right. You got people that a little boy's acting like a little boy here in Seattle, and you say, well, hey, he's just be a little boy, and he doesn't know what he wants to be yet. Why are you pushing your beliefs on him? Don't call him a boy. It's like, whoa, hey, calm down. I apologize, and then trying to talk to somebody about our Second Amendment right now and just having them be so firm on, buy more, buy more, buy more, and I support that. but I also try and get people to realize maybe they want to flood the population with as many guns and ammunition as possible right now and scare us into having it, because both sides are being militarized. Look at the movement on the left right now, and look at how their answer was militarized.
You're right, and how do you get a balance between appropriate founding father-esque patriot, defend yourself, right to keep and bear arms, versus this militarization and this escalation going on both sides? The only answer that I have for you is the opening statement that I make virtually for every single show, and that is our goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. If we stand for, return to, advocate in behalf of, or on behalf of those principles, I think that's going to make the most difference. If we have a religious people, there's a check and balance when you turn to God about, and I'm not here to break down into religious theology here, but when you stand with God, there's, hey, thou shalt not kill. There's a check and balance that has people think about family, wives, children, de-escalation, a soft answer, turn out the way wrath, talks the Bible. Jesus was the Prince of Peace. And so if you root yourself in God, family, and country, most of this on both sides would decrease and eventually go away. And that's why we point people to that, Dan.
Yeah, we have to promote our humanity. And that's, you know, that's the hard, it's a hard thing to do right now. It's a hard thing to promote, you know, humanity, whether you're religious or not. Trying to get people to regain their humanity right now is very difficult.
I agree with that. But that's why we talk about God, family, and country all the time and what we advocate for. Dan, I appreciate it. I got a guest that'll respond to this too, okay?
All righty.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Dan's doing a good job, and he brings up a valuable point, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest today, her name is Tracy Winbush, and we met her at the Republican National Convention. She's a talk show host within her own right. She does a radio program called Tracy and Friends, an award-winning broadcast, to say the least. And Tracy, I only bring this up because the mainstream press wants, if I bring on a white person, then they say I'm a white supremacist backing person. They can't call me a white supremacist because they've given up on that lie. But now what they say is I'm white supremacist supporting. So what happens when I have on Tracy Winbush, who's a black female Donald Trump supporter? Then what they do is they don't report. They say nothing, Tracy. Hi, how are you?
I know. They do the same thing to me.
How come?
Propaganda, fear, don't want what's right. Don't want people to think for themselves.
Do you realize that I have forced the New York Times, Politico, Raw Story, Right Wing Watch, who's that other group, Media Matters, and many others, including Salon, all to retract because they've lied about us, Tracy?
That's good.
One of them has been forced to retract
Make
now.
Make them. Because the problem is they've dumbed down America, and they're continuing to do that. And so people don't know anything about what's going on anywhere, or what should I say, they don't know the truth about anything. So they only get a watered-down entertainment media. And so people can't discern whether it's news or whether it's entertainment, so they just take it as news and they run with it. And so anyone that tells the truth, they have to say, you know, that has to be a lie, because they don't want people to know the truth.
Now, they've lied for decades, and they've used the Trump card, which has been tell a white person he's a racist, shut him up. Tell a black person they're an Uncle Tom or a sellout, shut him up. What I want to do is use the Trump card against them now, and I want to say race needs to be set aside. We stand for the same principles, Tracy. We stand for the proper role of limited government. We stand for the mainstream press to be exposed for the dirty thugs they are. Now, there's a headline that I want you to respond to that I find fascinating in the mainstream press. USA Today writes an article that says media playing firewall against Donald Trump. Then the next article talks about Google. And literally Google is fudging the search results, proves the Daily Caller. And then one of the leaders of Google's parent company, what's that guy's name, Eric Schmidt, who is one of the leaders of Google's parent company, he literally is working directly with the Hillary Clinton campaign, according to WikiLeaks. When you put this all together, what you have is an intentional, hostile media thugocracy against the Donald Trump potential presidency.
I'm not a real conspiracy theorist, but I'll say this. There is a movement for globalization, and they want it to progress. And I believe that taking it and allowing Donald Trump to win would deter their progress. With that said, there are so many people who are progressives on the right and on the left that they'll do anything to make sure that Donald Trump does not become the president.
Including commit criminal activity. Tracy Winbush, our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I want to talk about this. I want to set aside the race discussion only because they want us to talk about it to ad nauseum. I want to talk about answers with Tracy Winbush because we agree on the principles. Tracy and Friends, well-known radio talk show. Check it out at tracyandfriends.com. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped. And having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Tracy Winbush riding shotgun today on Liberty Roundtable Live. Doesn't believe really in conspiracy theories. However, the mainstream press's absolute firewall, absolute intention to abuse, to lie, to manipulate, relating to Donald Trump is becoming legendary. Tracy, you were saying they want to promote globalism. Donald would stop that, right?
Right, he would halt that. He wouldn't necessarily stop it, but he would slow it down because they couldn't. He's uncontrollable. He's got an agenda for America, and see, the only way that we can become globalized as Americans, America has to become the base, which means you have to erode the middle class. You can't take over something when the middle class is strong because that's where the people are. So you'll have the haves and the have-nots, and so the only way to do that is to make sure that we go on the trajectory that we're on, which is eliminating the middle class. And so as we become a base, if you look at the health care, if you look at the jobs, if you look at the trade agreements, it's all to not make America strong in the middle. Because right now, the government actually encourages everyone to become indigent for survival.
And it really starts with women, doesn't it?
It starts with women. Well, they've already emasculated the male because they've already told women that we don't need them anymore. And I call them the Amazon theory. Because we only need you to procreate and to move furniture. And that's what they teach.
And to open jars.
And to open jars, absolutely.
I mean, it's crazy. And the American male, sadly enough, has fallen for that lie. And they run around apologizing for everything. What we need to realize is God created man and woman, and they're not meant to be divisionary. They're meant to be complementary, right?
Absolutely. But you have to realize they've already taken the God factor out, because the Bible is an antiquated document that shouldn't be used except for history, or should I say for entertainment reading, or for the writing of it. But they don't want you to believe in it.
So what do you think about all these women coming against the Donald now, saying, hey, you know what, he did this and did this and did that? My concern is the timing of that, number one. And number two, the mainstream press, they're running forward without any evidence, any factual proof of any kind, a standard they normally care so much about. In this case, they've tossed it aside, Tracy.
There's no journalism in America anyhow. There's none. I mean, when we watch them do this to control and to manipulate the masses, if they had come out when he first came down the elevator last June or July, I'd say, okay, let's take a look at this. But October? Really? All of a sudden, I have this epiphany that I need to come out and say, he did this to me? I don't believe it. But then we don't want to go after Bill Clinton. See, they have selective prosecution.
Well, and then what they want to do is spend their time, in my mind, saying Donald doesn't even lay out his ideas on the issues. But then when he tries to, all they do is derail with these issues, or these non-issues, right?
They don't. This is a coup. I believe that they're trying to steal America. I watched Clinton's Cash, and I read the book. Oh, no, and Dinesh D'Souza. His book, Hillary's 2016,
yes,
about the stealing of America. If you really look at it, that looks like what they're trying to do, because if they steal America, they can become president of the world. It's about power, money, and influence, and control. And they keep the races apart so that we do not discuss things that are common to us. I don't care if people are racist. That's their problem, not mine.
Well, and by the way, most people really aren't racist, though. I'm sure there's some that are, but you know what? I don't know a racist person. I really don't.
I know some people who are prejudiced. I know some people that are ignorant.
And I agree with that, and I stand against it, but it's not a crime. What we need to do is befriend them and teach them the truth.
We don't talk about what our differences are or what our ignorances are, because they don't want us to. They don't want us to have a commonality. Remember, Jim Crow came into fruition based upon sharecroppers not communicating when the landowner was trying to take advantage of them, so that they could not collectively bargain against one another.
Now, when you have Tracy and friends, who's on your program with you, Tracy?
Right now I have Jeff Green, who is an African-American suburban guy that was raised in the inner city. I've got a lawyer. His name is Mark Mangi. I've got a Marine colonel who is retired. And I also have a guy named Sticks. His name is Lloyd Burton. He lives out in the suburbs. He's a rural guy. And we are a group of people that come together, have conversations that you would never see at any time anywhere else in America, talking about issues that relate to all of us. And breaking down the ignorances and the prejudices and the lack of information that the cultures have. Because remember, this is culture, not necessarily race.
And let's be clear, we all have those prejudices to some degree. We don't mean to. We're born with them, we're raised with them, we're whatever. The key is to learn about them, to explore them, to talk about them, and to work together and to stand on our commonalities, right?
Absolutely. But we don't know how to do that, because they don't want us to.
Now, my buddy Sean Bergen was a well-known New York TV reporter. And he was covering some murders that took place black-on-black crime, et cetera, whatever. And what he editorialized a little bit on the air, which they fired him for doing so. What he said, Tracy, was we need to have fathers in these homes.
We do. But you have to understand, but the government took the fathers out. See, we have to look at how this progressed. If you look at the 60s, I think they called it the Great Society. War on Poverty with Johnson. And where they were paying women to have babies, calling it welfare, but you couldn't have a man around. So how do you have more babies if you don't have a man? And we continue to pay for them.
Well, it's basically that's part of the Communist plan. If you read the Communist Manifesto, it plans for men and women to hook up to make babies for the state and then not to be involved in their lives in any way. Isn't that the Communist plan?
Yes, it is. And if you look at Hillary Clinton, if you look at her commercials, it's all about the children. Hitler.
Well, then we know the Communist Party of USA is backing Hillary as well, right?
I have not heard that, but I'll say this. I know that Hillary Clinton is a true socialist and has always been. And if she becomes the president, because I'm not quite sure why they've written Donald Trump off. This morning, while I was waiting to call in, I heard this statement on one of the news channels. It says, Hillary has this election in the bag. What does that mean?
It means it's their propaganda to manipulate the elections and create election fraud before we ever vote. They want most Americans to believe in their mind Trump's already lost. Why go vote? And in that way, they'll commit fraud before we ever get to the polls if we fall for the lie.
Will America come out and vote for Donald Trump?
I think they will, personally.
I know here where I live, we used to be a Democrat town, and now we are a Republican town. That happened this past primary, and we are going to carry Northeast Ohio and the Mahoning Valley for Donald Trump. But I am praying so very, very hard, because when I look at the African American community, having a conversation with them about this is so sad, because they have put him into a box, because he wasn't a racist until he became a Republican and ran for president.
Well, and the truth is, he's still not a racist. That's just their manipulated lie.
So why fall for it?
Well, that's what we're hoping to change, that we're hoping to unite Americans, not divide them. We're hoping to work together. But see, if I have a white person on the radio, they say I'm a white supremacist backing talk show. And what happens when I have on other people, black people, other people of different races? They don't want to admit the truth.
But I'm an Uncle Tom. You got to understand that, don't you know?
I think you're an American that stands for liberty, and it's all based on principle, and race has nothing to do with it.
Well, I'm a Christian. I love God.
And amen.
No race. And so you can't be, even though people are racist, and people are mean, and not everybody's good, but people are mean. But it's okay. You just got to pray for them. And they're mean on all sides.
Pray for those who persecute you and despitefully use you, right?
But there's no race in God. There can't be.
That's right. Because he loves us all. And even the Declaration of Independence clearly identifies that reality, that we're all created equal, endowed by our Creator with unalienable or unalienable rights. Tracy Winbush with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hillary Clinton is poised to become the first woman in American history to succeed her husband as President of the United States. Michelle Obama may seek to follow in Hillary's footsteps. Like Hillary, Michelle Obama was an attorney with a dubious background when her husband was elected. Hillary's first stop after leaving the White House was the U.S. Senate, where she served a single term before announcing her candidacy in 2008 for the presidency. Her ambitions took an unwelcome and unexpected detour when Barack Obama's candidacy caught fire, which made it necessary for Hillary to spend a single scandal-plagued term as Secretary of State, a position she used to enrich the family slush fund called the Clinton Foundation. Hillary's political career might serve as a template for Michelle Obama's aspirations. The Washington Examiner reports that top Democrats back home in Illinois are readying an effort to recruit Michelle Obama to run for the Senate or mayor of Chicago. Given the nearly invincible Democratic Party political machine in Chicago, if Mrs. Obama were to announce her candidacy, it's a practical certainty that she would win. If she obtains a seat in the U.S. Senate, she could be ready for her own White House run in 2024. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. During the early years of the George W. Bush administration, the U.S. public was warned that the so-called War on Terror would be a generational conflict. That warning was revived by Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein in an address to a gathering of spouses and families of active duty airmen. "We've been deploying now for 15 years. We've probably got 15 or 20 years to go," Goldfein told his audience. The anticipated conflicts aren't limited to regional counterterrorism operations, but may include confrontations with nuclear-armed major powers Russia and China as well. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
By the way, Constitution Party candidates Daryl Cashel and Scott Bradley are proposing a day of thanksgiving and prayer and fasting. That is today. On behalf of the cause of liberty and proper government during the American founding era, days of fasting and prayer were often called days of supplication. To supplicate heaven on behalf of the sacred cause of liberty. Many Americans agree that the nation is in danger because we've turned our back on God. And so Daryl Cashel and Scott Bradley are calling for a day of fasting and prayer from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. Tracy Winbush, our guest. What do you say to that, Tracy?
I love it. I love it. I think that's wonderful. But, you know, there are prayers going up everywhere in reference to this election. And during your break, I heard one of the clips that talked about Michelle Obama going into the White House. And my concern is, should Hillary Clinton win, it won't make a difference in the future who goes into the White House, because she's going to cement some stuff in stone that I don't think will ever be able to get eradicated.
I predict you're right, but pray you're wrong.
And so when you talk about prayer and fasting, I believe that we need to prayer, we need to fast, but we need to also act. I'm on a sabbatical from my show right now to be the Trump chairman for Mahoning County to make sure that Donald Trump becomes the next president of the United States. And I was not a Donald Trump supporter initially. I was a John Kasich supporter. But I will say this. Donald Trump is the best person to do what's necessary to put America back on course if we love the life that we've led.
And one of the best ways I think we can highlight this to all the American people, regardless of the divisions they try to promote, Tracy, is to highlight the differences. Look, Hillary Clinton is pro-death. Donald Trump is pro-life. Hillary Clinton wants more taxes. Donald wants less taxes. Hillary Clinton wants to run around the world and be the world's cop. Donald Trump wants to have a strong military, but decrease the size and scope thereof, but in defense of the United States, make America strong again, great again, etc. The difference is Donald Trump wants less government. Hillary Clinton wants more. The contrast between two candidates couldn't be greater, could it?
No, it could not. But then Donald Trump, because he's done some things in his life, I think he's just a human. Hillary Clinton, she hides everything that she does and acts like she's pure. And we all know that's a lie. And then she's a big, bad liar. Because she's crooked. She's devious and she's crooked. And we don't want to call her out, because when you look at the emails, if you look at the history of the Clintons, if they really cared about America, then their initiative would not have been just global. It would have been American also. And it's not.
All right. A highlight of the contrast is one of the best ways we can help Donald Trump win at this time. Whether you agree with some of the things Donald said or not, you know what? The fact is there is repentance. There is change. As Christians, we believe in that. Donald Trump is trending in the right direction big time. He's doing and saying and promoting more towards liberty than he ever has in his life. Some could say, well, maybe that's not true. My response is, I'm not here to judge one's intentions. What I'm here to do is say, look, at least Donald is working towards the right direction. And if we surround him like people, or surround him with people like Tracy Winbush and others, God-fearing Americans who care for the sacred cause of liberty, Donald will be on the right track. Hillary is not even talking about these things, not even surrounding herself with people that will help her do these things. Again, the contrast couldn't be more clear.
The other night in the debate, her top priority was to defend transgender rights and to just make sure that women can have abortions up to birth. Now, that is not a priority. That's crazy.
As you talk to African Americans around the country, are they starting to get this? Are they starting to understand this?
No.
Really?
No. I'm getting ready. I was in Detroit over the weekend, and I'm going back on Thursday to do a political forum for a couple hundred people to promote Donald Trump there in the African-American community in the inner city. And I am going to take some information with me to hopefully get them to understand, because the news won't tell us the truth. See, we start to realize our news will not be honest. CNN, NBC, and almost Fox, they're still not there. They will not be journalists. They will not tell you both sides of the equation. And so nobody knows what Donald Trump stands for, but they know that Hillary Clinton is for the average common person, and Donald Trump's a racist. That's all they know.
And that's by design.
Absolutely. That's for control, because they know that can control you. Because you saw President Obama use race in 2012 with Mitt Romney. Remember, nobody's a racist until you run for president. And now they're manipulating people to use it to ring a bell to get the African-Americans to come out with inside the electoral colleges states that are very, very prominent. That's why they were burning down North Carolina and not Oklahoma.
The other thing I find fascinating is we find out from WikiLeaks and other places that literally, through George Soros' funding through the Clinton campaign, they literally funded groups that in turn funded groups. They tried to kind of create this fuzzy money trail. But the bottom line is you literally got agitators and provocateurs tied to the Hillary Clinton campaign, literally causing violence at Trump rallies and then blaming that violence on Trump.
That's what I'm saying. North Carolina. We're talking about Black Lives Matter. Why are they burning down North Carolina and not Oklahoma? Now, we saw a video with a man that got shot with his hands on top of the roof of his car. But in North Carolina, a black man shot another black man who had a background that no one wants to talk about. And that's where they were rioting, but they weren't rioting in Oklahoma. Because Oklahoma's not in play when it comes to the Electoral College. But North Carolina is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm just saying. And we know that they manufacture things, because most of the people that got arrested in North Carolina did not live in North Carolina. So who drives all the way to North Carolina to go riot?
Paid provocateurs, and that's about it.
Who has time for that?
Paid provocateurs.
For that?
Hey, Tracy, let me ask you this. How did you get so educated to understand all this? I mean, in other words, what might your experience give to others who need to kind of come to, I don't know if I should say come to Jesus moment or come to a proper understanding moment, but understand the real matrix and then the solutions?
I had a come to Jesus moment. See, I know what I know because God has given me discernment and insight. Because remember, with Christ Jesus comes freedom.
Yes, it does.
Freedom takes responsibility. And you have to, the Bible says, for the lack of knowledge, people are destroyed. And knowledge is more than just Bible. Knowledge is everything. You need to know something. You need to look, not what's in front of you, but why is it in front of you? Why are they showing me in television programs all of this stuff and transitioning me into this mindset? Because I went from Archie Bunker that you can't play anymore to hearing people cuss and have sex openly on television. With two men and two women.
Yeah, we've come a long way, baby, and it certainly is in the wrong direction by design to destroy this great, great country.
But George Jefferson and Archie Bunker, who would banter back and forth about race to try to make sure to make people look at the foolishness that they had, to where now they are conditioning our minds to take in to things that I believe are immoral completely, because those soap operas that they used to watch that are no longer on have become the days of our lives currently.
Now, how close are you to the Trump campaign and stuff? Are you able to literally make sure that Donald understands all this?
Well, I don't know if I can make sure that he understands it. Every now and then I get to send a note. And I sent a couple of notes, because when the women came out against him, I sent a note and said, don't you quit.
Good for you.
Don't back down. Don't back down. I just pray. Because I am so concerned about a Hillary America. I am. America has its problems. It does. And it's done some really dirty things in its past. But I love where we live. We live in a wonderful nation. God has blessed us.
And God has blessed every race and every people that have ever come to this land.
Even when I look at African Americans, yes, we went through some hard times. Yes, we were part of a slave movement. Yeah. But when I look at my life right now, no matter where it is, no matter how much I owe, no matter how hard I work, at least I have an opportunity to survive. People used to drink oceans to come to America for opportunity. Right now, we're trying to dry up the ocean, open up the borders, so that there's no longer opportunity here. We're just here. And that which we do not take care of that God has given, he will take away from. And right now, America has turned its back on the God of our creation.
And one of the things we need is we need preachers that are from the Black Regiment. And I don't mean race. I mean the Black Regiment back in the day was good, honest preachers that taught the Word of God in relation to people's freedoms. It had nothing to do with race. It had everything to do with the clothes they wore, by the way. But anyway, I bring it all up to say that's what we need is the pulpit aflame with righteousness like it used to be. Tracy Winbush, well-known talk show host, Tracy and Friends with us. She's a Trump campaign leader, folks.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners.
Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, lie, lie. And then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump's right as rain. Tracy Winbush with us, right as rain. And I finally crafted my headline for the interview with Tracy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got my headline written, Tracy. Here it is. You ready?
What's that?
The dishonest press is afraid to report on Tracy's valiant stand for Trump and the sacred cause of liberty.
That's true. I mean, we need to understand. They don't want us to win. They don't want. Remember, you heard them say that the Constitution is a, you know, an old document. It's an antiquated document. It needs to be a living document. It needs to be evolved. You saw that Hillary Clinton did not answer any questions in the debate, yet she won. You watch them manipulate the minds of people daily.
Now, what do you think of Chris Wallace's performance?
He did better than the others, but he did not do as good as you and I would have done.
There's no question about that. Oh, boy, just imagine if Sam and Tracy were the two. Wow.
That would be good. You and I would have done better. Because I will say this, I will listen to nonsense, but I want you to answer my question.
That's right. And I also want to be able to ask questions that really matter.
That's correct.
Now, Chris Wallace did something kind of fascinating, though, that I want to tell you about and get your response to. Chris Wallace turned the hot seat as a scorching for Hillary's campaign manager after he fussed about the release of WikiLeaks. So this guy tried to say, he's a Hillary guy. He tried to say, hey, these stolen emails are a problem because they were stolen. And then Chris Wallace basically said, hold on a minute now. You complain because the emails were stolen. He's like, yes, I do. And then Chris Wallace said, what about Donald Trump's tax returns that were stolen as well? You guys weren't complaining about that theft. You were praising it. How does that work?
That was good.
And see, Chris is right as rain, and this is the double standard that we're highlighting here of how anything Donald does is evil and wrong and manipulated. Anything Hillary does is just pitched as good, honest. I mean, they don't want anybody to steal now.
Sam, I don't know how long you've been around, and you've been doing media.
I'm 50 years old, and I've been in the media 25 years, ma'am.
So do you remember the Telecommunications Act of 1996?
Yes, I do. It was evil, and it came on the heels of Bill Clinton saying, hate talk radio, change the elections, and hate talk radio is causing all these problems. On the heels of that, they passed that cursed piece of legislation. I reported live when it was happening.
And so do you see the end result of that today?
Yes, I do. In fact, talk radio was set back for 15 years. A lot of my colleagues lost their whole radio shows and networks over it. I ran a lean and mean operation and was able to survive, but a lot of people got taken down after it, and Hillary's trying to do 2.0 of that same thing.
And so who created this massive media that we have today, this conglomerate? So Donald Trump says, we're going to change that. And so you make him president, and he's going to be able to appoint someone to the FCC. I hope it's me. And...
yeah, they're going to make me the press secretary, I'm thinking.
We need to change some things because they have been making this propaganda machine for years. They've been making it this conglomerate where you don't have a diverse radio, a diverse television, where everyone owns the same thing. Because at one time, you could not have cross mediums.
Correct, yep.
And so now you have the whole market and all of your news sources coming from one place. And it's no longer diverse, so that they can tell you what to think.
But I give speeches all across the country. One of them is called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. And I document this. The second one, though, is the new media is taking center stage. And you know what? For the longest time, there wasn't people around like us, Tracy. There wasn't people that were willing to take this on. There wasn't people who were willing to unite together besides of all these imaginary divisionary lines they've created and reject that false satanic notion. And now we're doing it, and they don't know what to do with us.
We don't have a choice. It's called survival.
Amen to that.
This is called survival. Because I believe that when you see injustice done, you're supposed to do something about it. People died so that I can do what I do today.
Amen.
People died so that we could advance. And if we don't start putting our lives on the line so that the future can advance, they won't have a future.
Tracy, do you work with Jesse Lee Peterson?
No, I have never met him.
You got to get that done.
I have never met him. I look forward to it, but I have never met him. We've tried to work something out with his producer to get him on my show, and it has never worked out.
Oh, man, we can make that happen. Come on now.
But we've been trying to get him. I have never met him. I've heard a lot about him. I've actually listened to his show a couple times. Don't get it often because we don't have anyone that carries it here.
I carry it. I syndicate it. I'm one of the syndicators.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a wonderful gentleman. He believes in fathers and homes. He believes in building strong families, as do I. We stand together on the principles, Tracy.
We have to do this show maybe after, or do a show after the election.
I'll tell you what we're going to do on election night, November the 8th, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to be broadcasting a special. It's called the Political Roundtable Broadcast. All evening long, breaking down the results as they come in and everything else. We're going to have a bunch of commentators, star talk show hosts, newsmakers, and more. You want to join us for part of that?
I would love to come in and hang out as long as I can do it by phone. I'm one of the election officials here.
You can do it by phone, and you can chime in, 5, 10, 15 minutes at a time with updates two or three times during the night.
That would be great, because I just pray that on election night, when I go to sleep, I go to sleep with a smile, and I don't have to shed a tear because I'm sad.
Amen to that.
I ask.
And this is a chance to bring Americans together to stand for the principles. We've never had a chance like this in our lifetimes, Tracy. I don't know how old you are, but we've never had an opportunity like this in our entire lives.
I am 51. I love where. Do you realize how blessed America is?
Yes, I do.
Do we really understand that what God has given us, and we need to covet it and take possession of it and to embrace it and to protect it?
It's a covenant country, ma'am.
When you look at the framers and how we got here and what we're doing here, and even with our history, there is no other place on the earth that has been like our nation. And we throw stuff out that people just want to come and eat. This is a land of opportunity.
It just goes to show that one of the things that I teach, Tracy, is that I agree America's fallen a lot. We've lost a lot. We need to restore it. We need to make America great again, as Donald says. We need to restore the republic or whatever you want to call it. However, I still say we're the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we need to not down America. We need to talk about our attributes. We need to return to our morality. We need to stand with the de Tocqueville idea that America's great because America's good. Hillary manipulates that phrase because she's not good. She's immoral. But good means the morality of the nation makes us great as we follow God's laws. We need to return to that. And we cannot preach doom and gloom for America. We got to preach that it's the best country on the face of the earth. And if we have anything to do with it, we're going to make it that way again.
Did you read Dick Cheney's book called Exceptionalism?
I haven't.
You need to pick it up and speak, but by him and his daughter, Megan. Great book. And it talks about how the world depends upon America to be exceptional.
Amen to that. Do you believe Trump's going to win? Tracy, in your heart, do you believe he's going to win?
I believe he's... I can only speak about Ohio. He's going to win Ohio. He's going to win Mahoning County. I pray that the people that are in the other states, because I have not been there, they're going to carry those states. But they're going to have to work, and they're going to have to go out and talk about it. They're going to have to go find everyone who is willing to vote for Donald Trump, pull them out of everywhere, and make sure that they vote.
Amen to that. It's going to take a lot of hard work, but I think it can be done.
Because remember, they are really, really trying to ring the bells of anyone, women, you know, black people, Latino people. They're trying to ring all these bells so that they get them to zombie to the polls. And we're going to have to make sure that we get our vote out. People must go out and vote. They need to go volunteer. Take that day off and go and volunteer for the Trump campaign and begin to go out and create and talk about the issues, because this is the most important election that there ever will be. Because if Hillary Clinton gets in and cements the policies of Barack Obama into stone, we will never be able to change it.
By the way, just a final note on this. John Podesta's emails weren't hacked. The WikiLeaks didn't happen because of the Russians. It turns out that John Podesta foolishly fell for an email phishing scam and gave his information away himself. Did you know that?
No, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, I'm just telling you right now, it's amazing. And they're running around saying the Russians did it. Hillary is dangerous. She's a national security crisis. Imagine blaming this on the Russians with no evidence or proof. Lying about 17 agencies supporting that reality. None of it's true. The truth is that, in my opinion, is a national security crisis in and of itself. She is not fit to be president. She needs to be rejected. And Donald Trump needs to be president of the United States.
Well, as the kids say, lock her up.
Amen to that. Prison, not president, for Hillary. Tracy, will you come back soon?
Anytime. I love being with you. I'm so sorry that I missed you last week, but I'm glad I made it today.
Well, you know what? She's working for the Republican campaign for Donald Trump, doing a great job. She'll join us on election night, by the way. Yep. That'll be November the 8th. We'll be covering it wall-to-wall while it all unfolds, a historical event, and we'll have Tracy Winbush back. Thank you for all you do, ma'am.
Thank you so much. God bless.
I challenge the Chicken Mainstream Press to report on this interview, huh? Liberty Roundtable, live.